Hey everybody, the Mike here from Midnight with Love. Hopefully your favorite blog named from Midnight with Love in the whole wide world. Wanted to do something different today. Usually around this time, beginning of the month, the last couple months have been doing a State of the Midnight address, in which I just kind of ramble about how things are going here at the blog and what to expect in the future. I thought today, instead of being lazy and typing, I would actually talk to y'all using, you know, the magical technology machines, and give just a little update on where we're at here at For Midnight with Love and what you can expect in the future. I just kind of said that. Like I said, this is first time trying it out. You might never hear it, but if you do, feel privileged. Anyway, going forward, want to start off by saying thank you to a lot of people. The Midnight Warriors, I did my first kind of interactive set of posts this month. Had a lot of fun getting some people involved, hearing some different opinions, and getting some other sites out there, which hopefully you all now are finding each other and going, wow, there's lots of cool blogs out there, not just the mic. I hope you already knew that, but anyway. I enjoyed having those people help out, plan to do more in the future, not all the time, but I will from time to time just kind of have an idea and say, you know what, let's get a lot of opinions on this and throw another Midnight Warrior thing. So, thank you to those people. Also, a thank you to the LAM, Large Association of Movie Blogs, I'm in finally, which was pretty cool. You know, it's not like I was not going to get in. It's just there's 520 some blogs and you have to wait until it's your turn. So that was pretty exciting to meet some new people through there. As far as movies lately, want to talk about the Nightmare on Elm Street remake. I think every blog I have read in the past week and a half has covered the Nightmare on Elm Street remake or the movies leading up to Nightmare on Elm Street remake. I haven't. I intended to. Unfortunately, the place where I work in the real world requires an on-call system where you have to answer your phone anytime they call you and answer silly questions, and they decided to be extremely silly while I was trying to watch the movie at the theater. So I ended up leaving the theater 3-4 different times, missing 2 or 3 big scenes. I mean, I got enough out of the movie from what I saw. It's not Hamlet, but at the same time, didn't feel comfortable writing anything about it, so instead I'm just going to sit here and talk about it. The main things I got from the movie were A, Jackie Earle Haley I enjoyed as Freddy Krueger. I'm a big fan of Watchmen and him as Rorschach. I had that going on in my head, and thus I would laugh at his stupid jokes. Freddy purists probably not going to like it as much. Freddy and I have never been, you know, too close, I have to say. It's kind of sacrilegious to say, but I enjoy the first movie. I enjoy Dream Warriors. New Nightmare has moments. I never really got into the series. I'm a Michael guy. But I see the merit, and I see where it could have worked a lot better. Another thing I will say about this remake, the girl who played Nancy, Rooney Mara, that was not impressive. She grumbled a lot, grunting her lines a little bit, didn't articulate well, kind of creeped me out there. The original Nancy Thompson, Heather Langenkamp, top two Survivor girls with Jamie Lee Curtis, I would say. And they did not do her justice there. Nothing against the young lady, you know, I'm sure she's fine at a lot of things, just this was not it, so. Other things that have been big recently in the horror or midnight-ish, I don't know how there is a midnight community, but you know, a cult community, stuff that could be cult someday. Survival of the Dead happened, George Romero's 6th zombie movie. I mentioned in my review, which I'm not going to talk much about this movie because there's already a review there, but how many people thought we would be talking about George Romero's 6th zombie movie in 2010? I didn't. I didn't think Land of the Dead would ever really happen. It did. And that's about all I can say for it. It happened. I mean, it was there. It's a movie. Didn't have any of the impact of the original. Dead movies, Night and Dawn. I didn't dislike it, but there wasn't anything there to commend either, I didn't think. Also recently released was Descent Part 2. I actually did enjoy that movie a lot. I might be writing a review on it in the near future. Definitely not as good as the original, but it was fun. It was definitely a fun time. So we got Nightmare on Elm Street out, Survival of the Dead hit, Video on Demand and stuff. I think it's actually going to theaters in a little bit, but it'll never go wide. And Descent 2 hit DVD. There's not a lot for, you know, the cult stuff that's coming to theaters or DVD soon. Probably the next thing I'm really excited for is Splice, June 4th, Vincenzo Natali's new film. A little bit of Species Frankenstein stuff going on. Looks very entertaining. I will definitely be there as soon as humanly possible. Other things going on. Want to give a couple quick shout-outs. Horror Digest did a cool screen grab challenge recently. Guy that I am happened to win it, so that was pretty exciting to me. I was off work the week it was going on, so I was the lame person who sits at home going, I think I've seen this movie. Oh, wait, I have this DVD over here that it might be in. Yeah, I'm that guy, sorry. Anyway, that was pretty cool. I will say it was a little bit of a shock to my, you know, morale when I realized that the first two of the screenshots that I recognized were the old man from Monster Squad cutting a piece of pie and the scene from Candyman in which Xander Berkeley as Virginia Madsen's husband is watching his mistress slash college student walk up a flight of stairs and staring at her ass. So I guess I learned about myself from that experience that I'm a pie and ass kind of guy, which is kind of creepy. But yeah, that was exciting. So horrordigest.blogspot.com, cool people, gave me prizes. Very exciting about that. Other thing I want to talk about, Midnight Top 5 lists. I've done a few on the site since the beginning of the year. Looking to do a couple more, a few more, a lot more. Running low on ideas. I've got a few in my pocket that I'm working on, but if you have a topic you want to see me write about, because, you know, it gets a little tiring sometimes writing just about the stuff I want to read about, especially if other people don't. If you do have an idea for a top five list I should do, or anything else really, a movie I should review, a commentary. I recently did my first commentary, Halloween 3, you can find somewhere on this page. I don't know why you would, but, you know, if you're really that curious to watch Halloween 3 with a guy talking about Jamie Lee Curtis's cameo and how fun the musical jingle on the commercial is, I'm that guy. Anyway, if you have ideas, send them over, drop comments, drop an email, find me on Facebook or Twitter or something like that. Let me know, because I'd like to have some ideas thrown at me and give me something to think about. In the meantime, not a lot going to be going differently. Midnight Movie of the Week has just turned 17, which is pretty exciting to me. I didn't know if I could keep that going when I started, but so far so good. A couple months ago, maybe last month, one of these months, I talked about watching some more Italian flicks. I've been doing that lately. Haven't really been commenting on them, but I might try and start up a feature here on the site where I do talk a little more about the Argento, Bava, Fulci et al. Films that I check out. Not a lot else going on. I'm going to cut this off. We're getting near the 10-minute mark, and like I said, I didn't really want to keep it too long. Just wanted to give everyone a chance to find out what's going on. If you do have suggestions, again, hit up the contacts. Hit up the email for midnightwithlove@gmail.com. Whatever you got to do. I look forward to working on more stuff the next month. Look forward to talking to more of you out there that are reading and now listening. Who knows what comes next. Nah, I was going to do a vlog, but turned out I didn't want to have to put one of those inappropriate content things on my blog where people would have to click that they're old enough to see my face. Oh, sick burn. Sorry. So, from that point, I will say farewell for the evening. Hope everyone is doing well. Stick around a while, read some posts. There's a funny one in there somewhere, probably the one about, I don't know, blobs. There's probably one about blobs in there. But, you know, let me know what you're reading, what you want to read, and here's to another bit of time here at For Midnight With Love. Take care, everybody. Happy viewings.